Let's closely look at rationalization of provisions of sections 271 AAB, 271 AAC and 271 AAD of ITA. Currently, unlike assessing officer, Commissioner of Appeals is not empowered to levy penalty under section 271 AAB, 271 AAC and 271 AAD in cases involving undisclosed income, in cases where search has been initiated under section 132 of ITA or otherwise, or for false entry, etc. In books of account, whereas Commissioner of Appeals has simultaneous powers along with the assessing officer to levy penalty in ineligible cases under section 270A, section 271, section 271AA, section 271G, section 271J of ITA. In order to prohibit non-compliance among taxpayers, it is proposed to amend the sections 271AAB, 271AAC and 271AAD by enabling the Commissioner of Appeals to levy penalty under these sections along with the assessing officer. Please note, these amendments will take effect from 1st of April 2022. Let's look at some amendments in section 272A, which is penalty for failures in certain cases increased. There is a penalty under section 272A of INR 100 per day for failure to answer questions, sign statements, furnish information, returns or statements, allow inspections, etc., which is as per the CAG is too low. It is proposed to increase the amount of penalty for such failures to INR 500 per day. This amendment will take effect from 1st of April 2022. Budget 2022 also clarified scope and provisions of Section 179. Section 179 of ITA deals with the recovery of tax due from a private company from its directors under certain circumstances where such tax cannot be recovered from the company itself. The section makes each director of the private company jointly and severally liable for the payment of such tax with certain conditions. However, the title of the section inadvertently refers to the liability of directors of private company in liquidation, whereas provisions of the section make no reference to liquidation. To make the title of the section uniform with its provisions, it is proposed to amend the title of the section to liability of directors of private company. Further, the expression tax due in the section includes penalty, interest of any other sum payable under ITA. In order to avoid unnecessary litigation and to provide further clarity, it is proposed to insert the word fees in the scope of the expression tax due under explanation to the section. This amendment will take effect from 1st of April 2022. Amendment in the provisions of section 263 of ITA is as follows. As per the provisions of section 92CA of ITA, assessing officer may, with the approval of principal commissioner or commissioner, refer the computation of arm's length price to the transfer pricing officer. However, it is not clear as to who has the power under section 263 of ITA to revise the order of the TPO passed under section 92CA of ITA. It is proposed to amend the provisions of section 263 of ITA so as to provide that the principal chief commissioner or commissioner may, if he considers that any order passed by the TPO to be erroneous and prejudicial to the interest of the revenue, pass an order directing revision of the order of TPO. Consequential changes are also be made in the provisions of section 153 of ITA to provide 2 months time to the assessing officer to give effect to the order of TPO. This amendment will take effect from 1st of April 2022. Amendment in the provisions of section 119 of ITA is as follows. CBDT may provide a relaxation in provisions of certain sections. Section 234F of ITA provides for a late fee of INR 5000 payable by a person failing to furnish return of income within time stipulated under Section 139 of ITA. It is proposed to amend Section 119 PF ITA to include Section 234F of ITA in the list of sections mentioned in Clause A of Subsection 2 of the said section. Please note this amendment will take effect from 1st of April 2022. Income tax authorities for the purpose of Section 133A of ITA is as follows. It is proposed to amend the explanation to Section 133A of ITA to provide that income tax authority shall be subordinate to Principal Director General or Director General or Principal Chief Commissioner or Chief Commissioner. This amendment will take effect from 1st April 2022. With respect to reduction of goodwill from block of assets to be considered as transfer, it is proposed to clarify that for the purpose of Section 50 of ITA, reduction of the amount of goodwill of a business or profession from the block of asset in accordance with sub-item B of item 2 of subclause C of clause 6 of Section 43 shall be deemed to be transfer. This amendment will take effect retrospectively from 1st of April 2021. Definition of the term slum sale modified as follows. While the Finance Act 2021, the definition of slum sale is clause 42C of Section 2 of ITA was amended to expand its scope to cover all forms of transfer under slum sale. However, inadvertently, in the last sentence, there is a reference to the word sales instead of transfer. It is proposed to amend the aforesaid provisions to substitute the word sales with the word transfer. Please note this amendment will take effect retrospectively from the 1st of April 2021.